Thanks for choosing us. Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. Thinking about the kids being out of school, I know parents have a lot of additional concerns with keeping them busy, keeping them safe, keeping them fed is an issue for a lot of kids. And Paul, as you know, a lot of schools have free lunch programs and when the kids are out. And I love this. Tony Shuley is the director of marketing, North Hills Cares, and this Youth Summer Cafes concept is really great. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
I got a note from Jimmy Ellenberger, your brother-in-law. He said, hey, Tony's married to my sister, Lynn, who started the North Hills Cares charity. It's really grown. You've done some great things over the years, and it's Pittsburgh, right? You're always a half person from everybody. So shout out to Jimmy and Lynn.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, he is my brother-in-law. I hate to admit it, but he is.
I played, Paul, you'll love this. I played baseball with Jimmy, who was a great pitcher. I 5-time All-Star, by the way. I don't know if he told you that, Tony. And no. He also worked for many years for the Pittsburgh Steelers in the business office, too. So many connections. And if you're a Shuley, you got to be related to the Shuleys that came over from the Abruzzo.
Yes, we actually, I'm from the town just up the hill from Pizzavallato, where you
Gambarelle.
Gambarelle, that's correct.
My family is
from Gambarelle.
A cappuccino in your town. You went to Central, right?
Yes, I did. I'm a Central Catholic grad.
Well, it's really great what you're doing for the kids here. Explain for Paul and I and our audience how this works.
So what we're doing is we are trying to remove what one of the main things we wanted to do is remove barriers to education. And we found about 5 years ago that one of the main barriers was hunger, especially in the summer. The kids who qualify for free or reduced lunch programs lost that benefit when summer rolled around because they weren't getting it through the schools anymore. There are some schools who do it, do have a program where they feed the kids during the summer. We happen to be in the North Hills, and several of the districts around us don't do that. So we stepped in to try and pick up some of that gap. And back in 2019, we started feeding lunches to these kids who were in need. No financial requirements. If they just needed to come and have a lunch, they would come by and pick up a lunch and sit down and have a lunch with typically with friends and kids that they went to school with. We started with one location back in 2019. We now have 6 different locations where kids are eating a free lunch from provided by us on a daily basis during the summer.
Tony, where does the money come from, and how many meals are you serving?
So the money is mainly through donations. We have a mail campaign that we do right before Thanksgiving every year. And we also have one big event a year, and some little ones too. But the big one is an event that we call the Community of Music. And it's held in the block at Northway. And what we do is invite local high school and grade school bands and choirs and orchestras, whatever they want to bring. And they perform live. And we have a few raffles and 50-50 and ways for other people to donate. So that's probably the biggest event that it's a big undertaking. And we've done it, I think, 3 or 4 years in a row now. The 1 year during COVID, we did it, but remotely and live streamed it. So it's been interesting, but it's a great event. December 6th this year is the day, the first day of a 2-day event, December 6th and 7th.
Well, Tony, when we get closer to that event, make sure you reach out. We'll be happy to help you promote it. In the meantime, how do parents and most importantly, how do the kids find where they can go to these summer youth cafes?
So North Hills Cares, we have a website, so you could check it out. Check us out there. We are also on Instagram and Facebook if you want to follow us on Facebook. We try and keep that as up to date as possible with upcoming events. And if people want to sign up to have their kids come and enjoy the lunches with us, they can do that in either place. If they would like to volunteer, they can do that in either place, volunteer to help us feed the kids. They want to make a donation. They want to be aware of the programs that we have coming up in the next few weeks or months. It's all as up to date as we can keep it.
I would imagine the kids love the camaraderie too. And, you know, have an opportunity just to relax without any, since you allow anybody under 18, right, to just come have a lunch.
That is correct. Anyone under 18 is eligible. And yes, one of the main things we wanted to do, and actually one of the things that was a requirement when we first started this, was what they call congregate lunch. They wanted these kids to get together in the summer and still have that feeling of, you know, being social with the other kids. A lot of times they're kids they know. Plenty of times they're not. They're from a nearby school district, a nearby neighborhood, but they don't go to the same schools, et cetera. And that was one of the requirements that we had to put in place. During COVID, they made some changes to that. They allowed for kids to come with their family and just drive by and pick up lunches and go. But that's no longer the case. We have a couple of facilities. The main one we have is in Westview. It's North Hills United Presbyterian Church. And that's where there's a huge kitchen that they allow us to use at no charge to create to build the meals. That's probably not the right word, but that's where we put the lunches together. And a majority of the kids that come there, probably about 35 or 40 a day. And then we have these other locations. We take lunches to Aetna, to their swimming pool, and they have about 25 or 30 a day. We also do it in the Westview Hub, which is one of the associations that we partner with very often. They are feeding families as well. We're focused on kids. They do family food distribution once a week. And we also go to the Millvale Library, and we take food to Bellevue. And then the final one, which is a new one, and we've done this the last couple of weeks, the Northgate football team practices early in the morning. As you might expect, they want to beat the heat. And we bring them lunches. They come off the field and they eat lunch and together and then go home.
So your website again, and great work, Tony.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yes, NorthHillsCares.com, all one word. And also, you can find us on Facebook at North Hills Cares.
Tony Shuley, we appreciate what you're doing in our hometown. Thank you.
Larry, I'd like to slip in real quickly here that some of the people who are helping serve the food are volunteer students, 16 and older. That's really slick.
Yeah, it's a great effort.
We have a program we're calling, we're allowing kids from the high schools to come in and be volunteers. It's worked out really well. I think that they're exposed to things that they might not have been aware of, and they're very, very helpful and great at what they do.
All right, Tony. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate
you. You got it. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. We'll keep you posted on breaking news and important weather information in particular. And in the next half hour, a chance to win tickets to see the Bucks and Mets next weekend during the big 4th of July. It was really turned into a four-day holiday because the 4th is on Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a lot of people are going to blow off Friday.
Absolutely right. The 5th will be a vacation day for a lot of people, including yours truly. And you too, right?
Well, if you're going, I'm going.
Okay.
I'm not going anywhere.
There's one thing that I have to have on the 4th of July at some point during the holiday week or the weekend.
Which type of bourbon?
Hot dogs.
Ah.
There's just something about hot dogs at that time of the year, especially at the ballpark.
What happened to that guy that's the famous hot dog eater?
Oh, Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut. Is he banned from the...
Well, this time around he is. I know that Nathan said, you know, not this time, because apparently Chestnut has some kind of a deal where he's a spokesperson or endorsing another product from a company that's selling a hot dog that's a impossible hot dog, is the way I look at it. It's like a vegan product.
Yeah, there are vegan products, but this is Nathan's Hot Dogs Coney Island annual 4th of July.
He won't be there.
Hot dog eating contest.
He's going to meet somebody else at another time. Oh, I can't remember the other guy's name.
Japanese.
But, yeah.
Yokohama or something.
Whatever. Kobayashi. I can't remember.
Kobayashi. I think you're right.
But they apparently are rivals.
Aaron, do you know if the other... I mean, Joey Chestnut is... Is it Chestnut or Chestwood?
Chestnut.
He's the most famous. But there is a competitor. Do you know his name?
I can find out.
Yeah, it
for
is
you.
Kobayashi. Yep.
Kobayashi. Very good total recall, Paul.
Yeah.
Where did
quick.
We get Yokohama?
He has won, by the way, the Nathan's hot dog eating contest 6 times on his own.
How many wieners did he consume?
Well, I don't know about that. And this is, by the way, Larry, I have I've only seen just a little bit of one of the competitions. I can't bring myself to watch.
No.
It's just...
It's intense.
It's just too nasty for me to look at.
Let's see what Siri... I'm just curious if Siri's listening. Hey, Siri, how many hot dogs did Joey Chestnut eat during his contest?
On the 4th of July, 2022, Chestnut captured his 15th Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, titled by eating 63 hot dogs
63.
On buns in 10 minutes. Oh. The contest was interrupted by a protester, whom Chestnut placed in a chokehold.
I remember this now.
That's fantastic. Siri didn't let me down. Usually she lets me down too, but she came through on that one.
That was that was really fun.
A protester he's put in a chokehold.
63.
Oh,
I mean, how could you not be sick?
So he's not doing the Nathan's one this year, but he's meeting Kobayashi.
Right.
In like some steel cage death match. You know what I think we should do Thursday night, which would be really fun and entertaining, is at 9 o'clock for the presidential debate, rather than start with the questions like they're going to do. There's no opening statements by either Donald Trump or Joe Biden. Start with a hot dog eating contest. Give them 10 minutes and then they can ask them questions. I think that would be much, much more entertaining. Don't you, Aaron? To have Trump and Biden eat, have a hot dog eating contest before they start answering questions.
Yep. I think it will just add to the entire rigmarole that will take place on Thursday.
One problem with that, though, Larry.
What's that?
That's that the president, former president, rather, has had a significant weight loss recently. And if he's been taking one of the Ozempic-like drugs to achieve his weight loss, he will not be at all hungry.
Well, did you hear what...
He'll have to stop, after eating half of one of the hot dogs before...
You hear what Donald Trump said yesterday?
So a little before debate time, he gets a shot in the ass, and that's... They want to strengthen him up.
Oh, God. I can't wait till Thursday at 9.
This is going to be a food fight.
And forget politics, just sheer entertainment. This ought to be something.
Oh, no.
No audience, 90 minutes. By the way, we're carrying the debate here on KDK. It's a public service.
There's no escape.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser and Genesis in Monroeville now open. Just for the record, the most watched presidential debate, and this is the earliest by far ever, was 84 million was Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. So that's been 8 years. So this one, we'll see if they break the record. This is the Big K Morning Show. And welcome, Larry Richard with Bankerman Paul Rasmussen. One of the stories that repeats itself night after night after night in this town, as you well know more than anybody, Paul, are the shootings that occur in a lot of different neighborhoods. And in this case, you had 3 shootings in 3 different places inside of a little over an hour.
That's right. 45-minute span about. The first one was in Butler County up near the community college, 10:30 around that time. Spooner Drive was the basic location. 20 minutes later, ShotSpotter told Pittsburgh police about gunfire in Lincoln, Leamington, Belmar. Guy was shot in the leg there. And then a third shooting occurred around 11:15. This was in Washington City on Broad Street. Details on all 3 kind of sketchy, as they always are at this time of the day. But when the weather warms up like this, this is not an atypical thing. This happened two or three times during this summer, maybe even more, where you have multiple people wounded in separate shootings across a broad area. And what I find interesting is yesterday, the Surgeon General of the United States declared gun violence a public health crisis. He says that deaths from guns are at their highest point in 30 years, and people are concerned family members are going to be harmed in gun violence. And so he's calling on a response to gun violence like the nation's response to tobacco use back in the day, and when that originated back in the 60s. He's calling for, specifically, a ban on automatic rifles and universal background checks for anyone buying a gun, and he thinks the industry should be regulated, firearms industry should be regulated. By the way, none of these suggestions could be implemented without congressional approval.
Right. These are mere suggestions by the Surgeon General. Keep in mind, last week, he wanted to put warning labels on social media. And now this, how much traction will this get? Unfortunately, probably very little.
I think your prediction is right. There have been similar calls from important people in public life or people with some clout in the entertainment industry who've been calling for similar things, and they get some attention and some coverage, and things just kind of fall flat when they get to the point where it's time to talk about it.
Yeah, so when the Supreme Court a couple of weeks ago shot down a ban on bump stocks, which turn guns into automatic weapons, it's tough to think that they'll get any traction whatsoever. But gun violence, according to Murtry, is a national trauma, and he wants to at least try to do something. But it's not going to get any legs. They can't.
We have a stalemate over the Second Amendment. We have people who fundamentally want it changed, and we have people who want absolutely no change, and never the twain shall meet.
And the misinterpretations of a lot of it for either side. I'm for the Second Amendment, but to think that citizens have the right to own machine guns, you know, where do you draw the line? Would you say anything? And, you know, it's a powerful, powerful lobby. And I believe citizens should have the right to bear arms. But where is it, you know, is that bazookas, grenades?
Well, look at what took place last night in Lincoln, Leamington, Belmar. ShotSpotter picked up 11 rounds fired. So that's just a handgun, Larry. 11 rounds.
And
it's not infrequent that we hear that. The ShotSpotter detection system is picking up, you know, multiple rounds fired, 10, 12, sometimes 20 or more.
So to give you an example, mass shootings across the U.S. marked the first weekend of summer. And for the second straight weekend, outbreak of mass shootings have prompted mayors in places marred by the violence pleading for help. In Michigan, deputy fatally shot while pursuing a stolen vehicle suspect. Philadelphia police officer critically wounded Saturday after pulling over a car with four people. Montgomery, Alabama. Hundreds of rounds of gunfire at a crowded party early Sunday. Nine people wounded. 350 different shell casings found there. And the list, I mean, it's endless. It really is. So what do we want to do about it? Surgeon General says it's a crisis, but what practically can happen to stem that?
He's making suggestions, but I think you're right when you say it's unlikely that they'll be followed up on or enacted.
Right now, I have a pair of tickets for you to see the Pirates and the Mets Sunday, July 7th, Bucko Luau weekend at PNC Park. Enjoy some baseball, sunshine, and Kids Day. Kids 14 and under will take home a Pirates beach towel. And right now, 412-922-1020 is the number to call. Pick a number, Paul.
Two.
Oh, quickie. There you go, Aaron. 412-922-1020. You're going to win tickets to see the Bucks and Mets. And we'll do it again tomorrow at 7:50. So, and then we'll do it Thursday, Friday, next week. And by the way, we are just a week and a couple of days away from the city of Pittsburgh's Independence Day celebration. Enjoy free family activities, nonstop music, great food at Point State Park, starting at 4 o'clock on the 4th. And then at 9:35, tune in 100.7 FM. That's us for the Fireworks Bonanza Mix. TJ the DJ, presented by People's Natural Gas and brought to you by Red Ribbon Soda, Pittsburgh's Pop. Save a lot. Bill D. Licente and Associates in South Hills, Lincoln. Details at kdkradio.com. Coming up, we're going to talk to Bob Kerlick at Allegheny County Airport Authority. This story has taken off around the nation with TSA lines and travel. I think Sunday was the busiest single day on record, right?
That's right, Larry. They had 3 million people go through TSA checkpoints on Sunday.
So therein lies, and Paul will have some more details on the alert that TSA posted yesterday, and just a heads up on that. Meanwhile, today, our super big boss, Michael Spaciopoli, is having they're calling it SPAX pop-up. It's some type of pop-up shop. Do you know anything about this lunchtime?
I don't know about the pop-up shop specifically. I think he's going to make some company merchandise available for us.
Oh.
But yeah, I think everybody has mostly their mindset on the free hot dogs.
Isn't that so human, right?
He really enjoys throwing these little parties and these little events. That's his thing.
Well, you know what?
And he does a good job at it.
People got into this business for free food and T-shirts, so it sounds like today is our day.
Well, I got to tell you now, if they happen to have one of those company backpacks.
Oh, is that what you're looking for?
I'm looking for one of those. If they've got one, I'm going to probably snap it up.
We'll see if we can snag one for you.